one has to say this. It's wonderful to know that the Lord will restore things, and the restoration of the Lord exceeds what was originally, we might say so. I mean, we know He created the sun and the moon, but in the millennium it will shine seven times more. I think that exceeds the work of restoration, and that's how God works. But I want to bring something that is practical, and the purpose of the reign of Christ, other than restoring all things, but also the main purpose to Him is that the earth will be filled with the knowledge of Jehovah. That people would know more about God, about His ways of righteousness, His ways of grace. All what needs to be known about God will be known in that coming day. And we don't want to lose sight of this. It's so wonderful to know what's awaiting during the millennium. But it is something that should characterize the saints of God presently, that we might have knowledge of God Himself. And the only way that you and I can gain such a knowledge in the present moment, you can, again, I have to say, like Basim said, you cannot say much about it or push it enough or exhaust the subject. It is by reading the Scriptures. That's how your knowledge of God and the knowledge of Christ Jesus will increase. So brethren, whatever is coming in the coming day during the millennium, that the earth will be filled with His knowledge, may it be that in our local testimonies, we could be said of us that the knowledge of God is filled in my local testimony and your local testimony.
The Lord's resting place shall be glory. Isn't that the concluding words of verse 10 of Isaiah chapter 11? Glory, we started in the morning. Brother Amo gave us the beginning, and the first time glory was mentioned in Exodus chapter 16. Here we do have glory. Which glory? Whose glory? It's the glory of the Lord. If the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, that's where the glory of the Lord become obvious. Brethren, we don't have to wait for this, but we have this and more. Every time we gather around the glorious one, and He's in the midst. Isn't that amazing? We don't have to wait for the millennium, because we will be reigning with Christ. If you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, you are a part of the bride of Christ, and you will be reigning with Christ. But you can experience the glory of Christ every time we gather around Him to remember Him in the first day of the week.
Now, John, to the Basim, this knowledge of the glory of God is going to be imposed upon the world, is it not? It's not going to be something natural to be found of its own volition, but rather the King Himself, the shoot out of the root of the stock of Jesse, is going to impose this upon this world, and the world cannot resist it. Because it must acknowledge, with His divine authority, it must acknowledge the glory of God. And I was also thinking, just as part of this, if Isaiah 53 doesn't come in at this point in time, where the nation, the remnant of Israel, are now looking back at all that has happened to the Lord Jesus, and recognizing that this is the one that was declared when it says He was wounded for our transgression. What do you think?
Well, what I think is this, that God always has the glory before the cross, because God brings us to the finality of His thought. In Isaiah, you read about the millennium before Isaiah 53. And in the Gospels, you read about the Mount of Transfiguration before the Mount or the Hill of Golgotha. Brethren, there was nothing to hinder the work of Christ. All what God has in mind is that there is a coming a day, and His Son will be supreme, and every knee will bow to this blessed person. And may it be so that you and I will bow the knee from them.
And that's really important for us to know now. Having heard all of that, it is important to appreciate dispensational truth. Because this is where you get it in. We're living in a days where so-called, I'm speaking to some of you who might know that, covenant theology or Reformation theology that is creeping in, and you hear it on the radio, and it's all the whole thing from Adam all the way, it doesn't matter when or what, it's the whole thing is just the same thing. It's just a matter of time where God did what. That's absolutely not what the Word of God is teaching us. We have put a timeline here, and now we are not living in the 1,000 years reign of Christ. Now we are not living in the millennium. The lamb and the lion are not together. Try it. Get the lamb and the lion and put them in one cage. It's not. But in the millennium, it will be.
Yeah.
It will be. There will no wars. Well, you know, look at the newspaper. There was no hurricanes. Look at the newspaper. We are not living in the millennium. And anybody that tells you that, it's just, I don't know where they're getting from or what they're reading. It is not in the Word of God. The Word of God teaches us dispensational truth, that there is a period of time where God deals with man. Right now, it is a time of grace, whereas the Lord Jesus is absent from the city. He's in heaven, but we are living in the good of the millennium now. Morally speaking, in that day, every knee will bow to him. Well, if you want to live in the good of the millennium, bow the knee to him. Call him Lord. In that day, every mouth will praise him. Well, if you're living, you want to live in the good of the millennium, you praise him now. In that day, everyone will maintain righteousness. Well, if you want to live in the millennium, you do it that in your daily living. As you live in the world, at school, at the workplace, maintain righteousness. You belong to him. You should act in that light. And when people see that, why are you different? Because you're living in the 1,000 years reign of Christ, morally speaking, because it's not actually yet. The day will come when it actually will take place. But morally speaking, you could live in it right now. So it is important to know, highlighting the point again about knowing the Word of God, understanding the Word of God, comparing Scripture with Scripture. We are living in days where there is much, we are getting our teaching from the radio preachers. And I'm telling you, don't get it from them. It is the Word of God. Every time you hear something, examine that in the light of the Word of God. If the Berean search after the Apostle Paul, don't take my words even for anything or anybody's word. Compare that with the Word of God. And you will learn, and the Lord will give you understanding. But there is great wealth in Christianity. There is great wealth in the knowledge of God, that in that day, it will cover the earth as the water covers the sea. You have the chance now. I'm telling you this, you're not going to learn more than what you learn now. You will know it all. But you know what? It's a pleasure now to discover these things. Not only just to know them in your head, but to know them in your heart and to live them and to maintain the rights of Christ in your life down here.
Amen. I just want to ask if, Brother Bassett, if you can talk about the number 7 one more time. We have the number 7 in this Isaiah, and maybe we can, is it okay to include them at number 7 for the sake of time?
Is in number 181.